A portion of Streets of Gold has been underwritten by OneBodyOneSpirit.com, offering ladies and men's Christian-themed apparel, fashion-forward design, and quality. That's the number one, body, the number one, spirit.com.
This is it. You found it. 2 hours of contemporary Christian oldies. This is Streets of Gold. I'm your host, Lisa Scott. And it's going to be a great program because we're featuring nothing but the best of the best. Number one Christian songs from the 70s and 80s. So you're going to be hearing some good stuff. Imperials, Amy Grant, Petra, Michael W. Smith, DeGarmo and Key, Sandy Patty, White Heart, Second Chapter of Acts. Well, I'm just going to stop talking about them and start playing them. Here's one that just was an incredible song in 1978 and still ranks up there for people's all-time favorite contemporary Christian music songs. Don Francisco had a number one song summer of 78 with this one. It's He's Alive on Streets of Gold.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet. And as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. man heard Herod say, and then four squads of soldiers came and carried him away. Chained up between two watchmen, Peter tried to sleep, but beyond the walls an endless prayer was lifting for his keep. Then a light cut through the darkness of a lonely prison cell, and the chains that bound the man of God just opened up and fell. And running to his people before the break of day, there was only one thing on his mind, only one thing to say. Angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. Car ran out of gas before it ran my way. Near misses all around me, accidents unknown. Though I never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home, but I know they're all around me, all day and through the night. When the enemy is closing in, I know sometimes they fight to keep my feet from falling. I'll never turn away. If you're asking what's protecting me, you're gonna hear me say, got his angels watching over me, every move I make.
Angels watching over me.
I bet you remember that one, don't you? Spring of 84, that one came out. Amy Grant's Straight Ahead album, that is Angels. Sure, we'll be hearing Amy again next hour. How could we not? We're featuring nothing but the best of the best this week. It's all Christian number one songs from the 70s and 80s. Our next artist has always known how to blend ministry and entertainment. Rock solid, which makes sense because their name means rock. Founding member Bob Hartman from Petra says that they don't apologize or make excuses to the fact that they entertain their audiences. Quote, it is intentional, but we don't entertain at the expense of ministry. After all, the ministry is bottom line. And I must say, personally, after seeing this band perform last year, they still know how to put on a great concert. This is Petra from 79. It's the coloring song on Streets of Gold.
Red is the color of the blood that flowed down the face of someone who loved us so. He's the perfect man, he's the Lord's own son, he's the Lamb of God, he's the only one that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us flow. Of the blood that flowed.
warm. It's the sun of love that calms the storm, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can turn our mornings into gold. Brown is the color of the autumn leaves. When the winter comes to the barren trees, there is birth, there is death, there is a plan, and there's just one God, and there's just one man that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make our sins as white as snow, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can turn our mornings into gold, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can keep our hearts from growing cold, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us flow.
The classics from the 70s and 80s.
I listen to the trumpet of Jesus. How the world hears a different sound.
He's alive. He's alive.
Cause deep inside this summer, the warrior is a child.
This is Streets of Gold.
Was a man, and I'm sure that he meant well. But I pray for his disciples, lest they wind up in hell. And I'm sure that old Mohammed thought he knew the way. But it won't be Hare Krishna we stand before on the judgment day. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home, and it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune, and we're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon.
Well, I don't hate anybody, so please don't take me wrong, but there in this simple song, you see, there's only one way, Jesus, if eternal life is your goal. In meditation of the mind, it won't save your soul.
No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home.
And still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance and jump a pew. But if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few.
Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne, a Presbyterian or a Methodist that's calling us home. And it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. So let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming back real soon. Oh, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old.
Thank God it won't be O Buddha sitting on the throne. Not sure that throne could hold him up. It won't be Muhammad either. You know what? It is going to be Jesus, and we are going to be before him on our faces worshiping him. Cannot wait for that day. I hope you have him in your life today. Well, this is Streets of Gold, and we are featuring number one Christian songs from the 70s and 80s this week. And this is a good one. This is one of contemporary Christian music's pioneers. He's been involved since the early days of the Jesus movement in the early 70s. This is one Andre Crouch put out in 79. It's I'll Be Thinking of You.
Thank you.
playing them all this week. Number one Christian songs from the 70s and 80s on Streets of Gold. You just heard from Andre Crouch, I'll Be Thinking of You. And we've got more coming up. Number one songs from Benny Hester. Remember him? Kelly Willard. And Rich Mullins, too.